This is the Darrington Hayes Show.
Call the Darrington Hayes Show at 661-467-2416.
Well, you are really dumb, for real. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you please help me?
What?
Well, we're supposed to go to Jacuzzi.
Hey yo, it is the Darrington Hayes Show. We are broadcasting live December 19th, 2010.
Hopefully we're broadcasting live. I really hope so. This time.
I am Derek.
There is
Kay.
Good afternoon. Afternoon. I think it's actually evening. Hey, can you turn my hands up just a snatch?
Yeah, a little bit there. How's
yeah,
that?
I think I'm soft. Oh, good. This
you
is
good
great.
There?
Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic. Anyway, happy Christmas official countdown week, everybody. 6 days to go.
Yeah, it's coming around.
It is coming around, coming quick.
Wait, it's a week from yesterday.
Yes.
Wow.
Ricky.
That's exciting.
Six days.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and let's get retarded.
Hopefully
That's
we're
right.
broadcasting at a higher quality, I hope.
Yes, I really hope that we're broadcasting at a higher quality because we have taken the plunge and
yes,
upgraded.
We are upgraded.
Yes.
We're coming to you premium. So I would like to say probably like it's quality sound. I don't know if it's high quality, but I'll say it's quality sound.
Hopefully. Hopefully we are live right now. Anyway, follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Just type in Derek and Kay Show. And if you call us, you can dare at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply.
That's right. But if it's cell phone, then
you're
just
good.
Minutes. Yeah.
If you really have to pay for a long distance call now in 2010,
who's even doing that?
You got other problems.
Yeah, seriously, who's doing that?
I don't know. The same people that are trying to listen to our show on a modem.
Oh, on dial up. That's just wrong. I don't know about dial up. That could be a little slow. You might want to download that as a podcast overnight, and you probably would get it.
Overnight.
You probably would take
you just
that
wait.
Long. There we go. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Tune in.
If you still have like an official AOL address and Juno.
Yeah. Prodigy.
Sorry, the horse came really quick. I need to put a pause between each one of those sound effects.
Oh, that's pretty good though.
Mr. Ed invades the soundboard more times than I.
Yeah, I remember a horse
really
coming
like.
Up a few times on that.
Yes, it's really inappropriate. It's a good sound.
It is pretty good.
Sound. Nays and knickers are really nice sounds.
Nays and knickers. Is that a technical term?
Yes, actually they
so
are.
You got
both technical horse sound terms.
So what is this?
A neigh.
That's a neigh.
Yes.
Nay say you?
I say
sorry.
Yay, nay. Yay, nay.
Yeah, so what's a knicker?
A knicker's kind of like... I can't even... Okay, well, A, because I'm not a horse, I can't really make this sound.
Uh-huh.
But it's like... like kind of like that.
What?
It's a sound I really can't produce. I could probably find one for you. Hold on.
Wait, you said...
Huh?
We're talking about the... What is it? A nay? Well, we did a nay.
Yeah.
And then there's...
A knicker. White people.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it. Trying to get that going.
Oh, I fell right into that one.
That was pretty good. I had to set it up. I wasn't ready for it before.
Oh, free sound files. Let's see.
Free sound files?
Free sound files. Let's see. What's I love the Smash crowd.
Yeah, we got Smash crowd.
expected knicker? Let's see. Hold on.
White people are so scared of black people.
Here it is.
Oh, boy.
Here it is. Or it... Yeah.
Oh, it's a little bit lower.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of relaxed.
So it's not like a yelling, is more like the neighing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is knicker.
Whoa.
It's a knicker.
Oh.
White people are...
No, knicker.
Oh,
you're... Knicker.
Black. I got you. Okay,
knicker.
I didn't catch you before. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, it's almost Christmas. Are you finished door Christmas shopping, Derek Kalish?
I am not nearly finished.
Why not?
I'm started. I might... What? Nice toss of the sweater.
Oh, it went all the
floor. I might be a quarter done.
A quarter done?
How about that? But I'm off tomorrow.
Oh!
And the plan is shopping all the time.
All day long?
All day.
Are you internet shopping on the information superhighway, or are you actually going to go into a physical mall?
I'm a little worried about that. I think it's mostly out and about at this point.
Really?
I know I get the two-day shipping, and it's a little iffy at this point.
I paid $12 for shipping for one thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a lot of dosh.
Oh, can I tell you what happened this week
while
waiting for Christmas gifts?
Oh, that's right. You had some issues, right?
I had some issues. So first, I was dumb, and I had a gift sent to, you know, Amazon.com keeps your old email address, or keeps your old email
Right,
and
right.
Also, like, street
mail
addresses. So I was checking out, and I didn't notice that, like, I had my billing address was my current address, but the address that I actually had the gift mailed to was my previous address.
Uh-huh.
All the way in Somerville, across the river, like...
And through the woods.
Yeah. How far away is Somerville from JP? You think like 9 miles, 7 miles?
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
In Boston, 7 miles takes 45 minutes for some reason in your car.
Oh, you drove over there and it was that long.
I drove over there. Well,
oh,
it wasn't
goodness.
Quite that long. It was in the middle of the day, so I exaggerate a little bit. Yeah, exactly. And it took me like, you know, it was good. It took me about a half hour. But luckily it was not inside the lobby. It was on the porch, so I could just grab it and run.
And someone say, hey, that's my gift. Come back.
It looked like I was stealing. But it had my name on it.
Wow. That's a good story. Like, I mean, it's a happy ending. It could have been it could have been bad.
Well, the same day
someone could have taken it.
That's true.
It was
the previous day. It had been out there a whole day. And the same day, I was waiting for another gift, and it was delivered to the house next door from UPS.
Wow.
UPS
next
Fox.
Door. So they messed up. That happened to me once. They could send something across the street. And then I needed it. So I had to go out and buy it. It was like a hard drive for the Xbox as I was doing a gig like that night. And I needed everything on the hard drive. So I went out and bought one at the store. And then I came back the next day and there it was. There was a note written on the box like wrong location.
Oh,
it's like great.
That's killer.
But Amazon replaced it.
Oh, that's,
but I had another one.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're
worried.
Good about replacing stuff like that.
I was worried that someone was going to take it and I was going to have to replace it. The whole thing was going to be ready for Christmas. So, but luckily everything turned out well in the end.
And you're good in wraps. I saw
everything.
Some beautiful wrapping.
Yes, thank you. Cara of my workplace teaches me how to wrap.
Nice ribbons and everything. It looks really good.
Yes, I had fun. Some wrapping paper more difficult to maneuver with than others, I have to say.
Yeah, there's definitely some quality folding and some that are...
Well, I love to get the recycled paper, wrapping paper, but I've got to be honest with you, hard to wrap with.
Is it?
Yeah, it's thin, it's prone to tearing, it's kind of
nubbed.
Oh,
boy, yeah, it's kind of like rough, it's like toilet paper.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, kind of like
that. Wrapping with toilet paper, but it looks pretty, though. They all look pretty.
You know what else is really difficult about wrapping?
What?
Wrapping with a cat.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That is a challenge.
I had a hard time. There were many times when I yelled at Paddington and pushed him out of the way.
Yeah.
Said, don't eat that. And Athena came over, eat the ribbon, too.
They love chewing on the ribbon.
Yes. And chewing on the leftover paper pieces that are hanging around.
And get on top of things. They'll get on top of the box.
Get on top of the box.
They're like, as soon as you put the paper out to put the gift on it, they're
on
right
it.
There.
Yes. I don't understand that. Why do cats have to be on the stuff?
They're always on the stuff.
I don't understand.
I do not get it.
Cats are so annoying at Christmas. They're in the tree.
Cats
they're in
love
the
Christmas.
They, cats do love Christmas.
You got the tree, you got the ball. I mean, it's everything for a cat, right?
But they're breaking stuff, they're chewing on things, they're waking you up.
It is pretty annoying.
I got woken up today at 5:30 in the morning. All three cats in the face.
See, I don't get that.
I get it in the face. They're in the face, they're doing the...
Paddington's so loud.
Well, Paddington's got the pulsing purr. Because Athena just has the constant...
Like, shake the wall purring, yeah.
But Paddington's got the...
It's really funny.
It's so annoying.
Like, why is he... He's just doing it because he's like, hey, check me out. He's not like, oh, I'm so happy right now.
No, yeah, he's doing it... You know, I think it's like his mantra, his self-comforting mantra. Like, he's so hungry he can't stand it. He's just going to...
Just waiting around. That's another thing I didn't think of. I was looking, we were at the MSPCA today.
Oh, that's right.
And looking at the bunnies and the kitties and all that.
I got your text message picture.
Do you want a gem.
Sour Patch Kid, by the way.
I would love one.
I'm owning all of these. Here
I was
you
trying
go.
To find a friend for us, assistant producer Leo.
Right.
Wasn't really in the market.
An intern?
An intern, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another thing I didn't think of, is like a cat waking you up. Like, Leo's so good about that. He doesn't do any of that.
You're lucky he waits until you get up.
You're really lucky.
You could have the trio of
that.
Alarm clocks
yeah.
that I have.
Wow. No yeah. sleeping past that.
No. Mm. No.
Well, these are good.
Aren't they good? They're the extreme version of the Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, sour.
Yeah, they're sour. But they're two different flavors, which is special.
Sour.
Sour.
Mmm.
Anyway, I'm also making a little homemade gift action for Christmas.
Well, it's right.
Yeah.
I saw some of that when you were there.
Yeah. You might be getting part of that
Ooh.
Homemade action gift, but not the stuff I was showing you.
Mm.
Some different stuff. Yeah. But it won't be for a while. What are we doing, friend exchange?
I don't know. That's
Is that after Christmas?
That's a good plan. Well, we're not.
It's probably after Christmas, huh? Maybe New Year's?
I guess after Christmas.
Yeah.
We could do it New Year's.
I think New Year's is a good time to do, like,
friends-mas. Friendsmas.
Yeah, Friendsmas.
Right.
Because we're going over Sarah's, right?
That's right. We'll be over at Sarah's.
Nice.
Good times.
Do we get to dress up? Do we get to wear fancy clothes?
I think that's definitely what happened. We had to dress up.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve special.
We're not doing a show next week.
No.
We'll be
next
off
week.
Next week.
Yeah,
sorry
we're
about that.
Off from our non-paying job.
If I can wrap together a best of, I will, but I can't promise anything at this point.
Okay.
But we'll
yeah.
see what we
you
can
know.
Do.
We will do what we can.
Yeah. It's busy time around the holidays.
It is. I'm going to be down home at my parents' house. So
awesome.
That's why we can't broadcast, because I'll be in Maryland.
Yeah, we'll be split up, and I'll be in the western part of the state. Mm.
Just hanging out, playing Tetris with your family.
Probably, yeah. Good Tetris. Love me some Tetris. Yeah, family Tetris.
Family Tetris is a...
It's intense.
Up. I tried to keep up with you guys. It wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been years of playing. We got that going. Oh, there it is. I love it.
Is
it gives me sice.
Is this music in your Tetris game? Or is it?
It's
is
not
it
like this, but they
different.
Have a different version.
Oh, I see.
They have like, it's almost like a remix of it. I think they play it. Yeah.
Tetris Type B?
Type B. You have the Type B? Sounds like a disease.
It does sound like a disease. I don't have the Type B.
Tetris Type A?
Type A.
I remember when that game came out on the
oh,
handheld.
On the
game. That's what that's
game
from,
Boy?
I think.
Yeah.
The Game Boy?
This is
yeah.
the original music from the Game Boy.
Loved it. And that's when
I
first got into
so
it.
I had so much fun playing it.
Yeah.
I remember we were living in, like, a house on, like, Pelleas Drive. It's, like, two or three houses ago my parents moved.
Oh, really?
It was, like, back in the day.
Wow.
I was having fun playing with that thing, green and black.
Oh yeah,
green,
it was so great.
Dot Matrix screen.
Mario World, we loved it.
Oh my gosh, Super Mario, that was hard though.
It was hard. It was hard. I don't know if I finished it.
I never finished.
I don't
it.
Remember. I think I got pretty far though. If I didn't finish it, I definitely got far.
Back in the olden days, we used to have games.
Oh, who's tuning in?
Game Boy.
Oh, going back.
Yeah.
Backwards, the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, it's the Wayback Machine.
You guys remember black and white screen?
Yeah.
Some people listening might not remember this time.
When they didn't have remote controls.
That's right. Go change that channel. That's what children
yeah,
were for back then, right?
Channel.
Yeah. Like an animal.
Go answer the home phone, the rotary phone.
Yeah, it's on a cord. You got to walk up to the
oh,
wall and
God.
Stand there like an idiot. I don't know.
Remember, have you seen a payphone around recently?
I've seen a lot of stations where a payphone would be, but it's like missing.
It's missing. Like someone like
I don't know.
It.
People don't use payphones anymore. I think there's still
I feel like
be
there's
some
payphones around, but I haven't heard of anyone making a collect call in a long
time. Oh, collect call, yeah.
Remember
that's
that?
Really weird. Yeah.
Did you have you made a collect call?
I
in
have
your
made
lifetime?
A collect call. There was one time I remember this pretty vividly. I was working for my dad, and this was before we all had cell phones.
Of course.
And there was something. I didn't have any change. And, like, I had to bring a car somewhere, but I didn't know, like, there was, like, some information that was missing. So I remember I called Collect to my dad's business, and I remember him not being too happy about that. But how much could a Collect call be? I mean, really?
It's really, like, 10 cents, isn't
it? I mean, it can't be more than a buck.
No.
I don't know. And it was local.
I made several Collect calls, I think.
Yeah?
To my parents, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just when you were a kid, you didn't have, like, a way of getting a hold of them, so you just make a Collect call.
I remember making at least maybe 3 or 4 Collect calls in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, though. Maybe I was at the mall. I couldn't, like, I need to be picked up or something.
Yeah. Come pick me up. I'm done shopping.
God. You know, remember those
cell
times?
Phones.
Oh, jeez. Like,
I know.
Your parents would drop you off at the mall.
I don't know if they ever dropped me off at a mall.
I got dropped off at the mall.
You probably had
with
a good
friend.
Then. I think I had to go, like, with them at the mall.
I had to go. A local mall, I could go with a friend.
Yeah.
When
I was
like 14.
Only if it was local?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't go to, like, you know, 3 towns over the mall.
What were you just buying clothes?
Mostly just looking because I didn't have any money. I was felted. I'm 14.
Hmm?
I don't have any money.
Well.
I would go to the Claire's and buy, like, a bracelet.
I was going to say, you didn't go to Anthropology.
They didn't have Anthropology back then.
Okay. I didn't. Gap Baby?
No. I don't think they had that back then either.
Oh. No, they didn't.
Well, it's a newer company.
That's true. It is a little bit
newer. That I can shop at. Don't think I didn't go into Gap Kids the other day either.
You and me both. I know. Remember I tried on the
jacket.
I'm like, fits pretty good. Wasn't? I mean, it really fitted, but it wasn't the right, it wasn't the right thing.
Oh, speaking of that day when we were at the mall, can we talk about my rental car for just 1 second?
Oh, right.
And how much I hate it.
Mm.
It's the worst car. I don't want to offend anybody who has this make and model of car.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say, Chevrolet Malibu, no.
Oh, boy. So what's the deal with it? What's wrong with it? You were telling me a few things the other night.
The thing that really bothers me really is the one that the radio doesn't turn off when you turn off the car right away.
Oh, yeah. I could see.
I don't understand
I could see how that could be annoying because, well, I mean, if you're not used to it, you're like, what else do I need to do? I took the key out.
Yeah, you seem like you didn't do enough.
You got to keep track of all these things. Usually the key's off and it's off.
Yeah,
but,
I want to turn everything off. Here, I'm taking out the key.
Yeah.
But the radio's still on, and then until you open the door.
That's a little bit weird.
It's weird.
So especially, the radio goes off and the light goes on.
Yes, especially since I'm nubs, and I have an FM tuner to listen to my iPod.
Uh-huh.
So that when... That will,
oh, staticky.
Yeah.
Because
so,
you turn off.
So when I turn off...
Oh, the cigarette lighter goes off, and then you get static.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
And then
cool.
It's like the...
Yeah, that's not cool.
Because when I do it in my little Toyota Corolla, it's all good, you know? But this is bad. And also, the bad turn signal sound. This.
You recorded it? Is that really it?
Yes, that's really it.
Wow, what a recording.
Is that not the...
it's like a video game. It's like, it's not a... It's
doesn't
not,
it sound like Pong or
it
something?
It does sound kind of... That's really interesting.
Is that not the most... annoying turn signal you've
it's
ever heard in your...
Bing, it's...
Yeah, it's like a video game.
What the hell is that?
Hi, I'm Terry Dane!
it's like a toy car or something.
Yes, it's like a toy car.
Oh my gosh.
I hate... So, I really hate this car, and I can't wait to get my little Japanese car back.
So, how much longer on that?
Oh, I don't know. They estimated 11 days.
Yeah.
Of course, this coincides with Christmas vacation.
The holiday travel.
Yeah, so we are leaving.
Well,
Thursday, and I'm not gonna keep the car.
Yeah.
On my property until.
So you'll bring it back.
I'll bring it back before we leave, and then my husband also noticed my new chauffeur will drive me around until the car is ready because he's on vacation.
Well, it's a good thing you guys are a two car. Household.
Yeah, we're a two-car family.
That works out well for you.
Except my car just gets pwned all the time for some reason.
That's really rough.
I really don't understand.
It's got bad luck. Hopefully that doesn't come in threes.
I really hope not. I hope this is the last time that little Penny will be involved in some fender bender.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing completely huge and major, so that's...
No, it's just a bunch of cosmetic
good.
Damage.
Yeah,
but it looked expensive.
It did. The whole side there. Yeah. That's too bad.
I was just sitting at a red light minding my own business. I mean, it really wasn't even doing
all
anything.
All the time, yeah. It's not your fault.
It's just crazy.
Bunch of idiots on the road at that hour,
I guess.
There's
a bunch of idiots on the road tonight as well.
Is it a crazy night out there?
Oh, on the way here.
A winter
solstice
or something?
Everybody.
Really?
Yes. I said, what are you doing?
Oh, whoops.
No, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't driving like that.
No, it was
more
just
like
just slow action. Yeah, it was like this. What are you doing? What are you doing? You turning? What are you doing?
Oh,
why
boy.
Does no one use their turn signal in Massachusetts?
I hate that. You know what? I hate that. That really steams my bean when someone stops and then puts on the winky.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Thanks.
Great.
Yeah.
I hate when people turn and don't use it. I'm like, nice turn signal.
Yeah.
Well, especially when they're turning left and they're slowing down, you're like, what's happening?
Yeah, what's
like,
happening? And then they turn it on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
You want to turn it on when you're thinking about turning, pretty much.
You're
slowing down.
Give someone a warning
behind
you. Let
someone know so we can go around you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, don't have to sit behind you like a lemming waiting in traffic.
Crazy.
I hate that. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I hate
boy.
That.
Jeez.
People don't know how like a four-way stop works.
No. Nope.
They don't know how to use the turn signal. They don't know how to yield on a left turn. If you're turning left, I'm sorry. You got to wait. The light turns green. You can't just dart out and turn left. There's traffic coming the other way.
Well, it depends. That's an interesting thing. It really depends on the size of the intersection, because right down here on Beacon, it's a big intersection.
Yeah.
So if you're one car, you have to kind of pass the other car that's turning that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. You kind of have to go out a little bit and figure out where you're going to... Can cars go behind you or in front of you?
You can go into the intersection a little bit, I think.
Yeah, you got to go out.
You can't just start going like... You can't just make the turn as soon as the light turns green, because the cars
that are coming the same direction
are coming at you.
And then you got people
it's
that are turning
illegal.
That way, too.
To
yeah.
So I see people do it all the time. They just dart the light green. They start over the right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? Like, did everyone fail driver's ed in Massachusetts? And did they just give them the license
Unbelievable.
Anyway?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's the worst place to drive in the planet.
And it gets worse. Have you ever noticed, like, I don't know why this has really been getting to me lately, but it gets a little bit worse when you start getting out of the city a little bit, some of the suburbs.
Oh, really?
It's like people are slowing up, and I'm just like, let's go.
Sunday drivers all the time.
I don't know, and they slow up, and they're going to take a turn. They're not going to, I don't know what's happening.
It's
horrible.
Really the worst place to drive in the country, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not as bad as maybe like L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
But pretty bad. Pretty bad. Which is why I hate driving in this country. In this state.
He's driving all over the world.
I'm driving all over the world, baby.
Well, maybe we should take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break, and then we want to do some
weird news.
Weird news.
We can get into that.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we will be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
It's super. It's happy.
It's fun.
It's Super Happy Fun Ball!
Yes, it's Super Happy Fun Ball, the toy sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today.
Warning, pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to Super Happy Fun Ball. Caution, Super Happy Fun Ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Super Happy Fun Ball contains a liquid core which, if exposed due to rapture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use Super Happy Fun Ball on concrete. Discontinue use of Super Happy Fun Ball if any of the following occurs. Itching, vertigo, dizziness, blackouts, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If Super Happy Fun Ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Super Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Super Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of Super Happy Fun Ball, Lucky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of Super Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Super Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes in Iraq. Do not taunt Super Happy Fun Ball. Super Happy Fun Ball comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Super Happy Fun Ball. Accept no substitutes.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show.
Hey, yo. Derek and Kay Show. It's Christmas time again.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Christmas.
Happy Xmas.
Ah, so I'm ready for a little weird news.
Weird news is great. I love weird news.
Me too.
You know, that ad just reminded me, Super Happy Fun Ball.
Yes.
Maybe I could pick those up for everybody.
Oh. but not for me because I like to taunt things.
Yeah, don't taunt Super Happy Fun Ball. That would be bad.
So maybe you want to get me something else.
A little something different. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll have to try for something.
Maybe some corn nuts.
Corn nuts? Mmm. Love those. I saw them in the store. I thought about getting it.
Really?
Maybe next time we'll have to have some in the studio.
Maybe next time.
All right, weird news. How much do you think people spend for Christmas trees? Here's one that was out of the world. Out of this world.
I think I know about this story.
Abu Dhabi?
Yes.
Hotel?
$11 million Christmas tree?
Regrets spending $11 million on an overloaded Christmas tree.
Why do they regret it? That's the part of the story that I really don't understand.
Yeah, it says the hotel management apparently had second thoughts after questioning arose on the opulent Christmas tree.
Why don't they just own it? Why don't they say, yeah,
this
yeah, mother effers, we put jewels on a Christmas tree. Yeah,
yeah,
bitch.
It's got
check it out.
Gold and gems.
It's got
and it's
rubies and watches
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, it's 43 feet tall.
Crazy.
I don't know what happened.
Did you see the
United
video
Arab
that's,
Emirates.
On, that's on the hotel website?
I saw the picture, but I didn't see the video.
Oh, the video is great. It's got a Yanni soundtrack
in the
background.
I have the picture here.
It's fantastic.
And that's what's happening in the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, it's got a Yanni soundtrack. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's got close-ups
oh, geez.
Of all of the jewels and things. They're on like there's like bracelets on like Christmas tree
yeah.
balls and oh, it's crazy. And there's necklaces just hanging from branches.
They just got like.
I don't know why they're upset. They should just own it. If they put a effing Christmas tree with $11 million worth of jewels on
that,
it,
yeah.
they own it. Own it. Why regret it? Just own it.
That is insane.
It is insane.
You know, I could almost see, like, okay, you're going to spend a lot of money. Maybe a mil. That's a lot. But $11 million. That's what?
But that's something I expect from the United Arab Emirates, though.
Yeah, they got money coming out of...
They got money coming out of their ass.
You name it, right?
That's something I'm not surprised about. I don't know why they regret it. That's the part of the story I don't understand. They should just own it. They should be like, yeah, bitch, check out our effing Christmas tree. It's the best ever.
We got the most expensive
yeah.
tree in the world.
Yeah.
Actually, in the universe.
In your face.
In your face. That's what Christmas means to us.
Yeah.
Right?
In your face.
It's like the Nutcracker tree.
Yeah, it is like the Nutcracker tree.
And it's growing and growing, and it's huge. And
holy crap, I just discovered a new pocket in my dress.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Wow.
You sure it wasn't sewn?
No. So here, I thought...
Look at that.
I thought it was just this pocket.
Uh-huh.
You know,
did you break on through to the other side?
With a button that you could open like this way.
Uh-huh.
But apparently you can
come in
this.
Through the side.
Come in through the side.
Oh, that's always good.
Secret
put your hands... Pockets... Huh? What?
You can do like a double pocket thing.
Nice. Wow. Were you...
Secrets of my new dress.
Congratulations on that. It's always good to have dresses with pockets, right? Because that's kind of...
Yes, this dress has three pockets. This pocket thing, I think,
on the
breast is not really a function.
Yeah, you don't want to put too much in there.
Why are
that
you
might
putting
be a
stuff
little strange.
On your boob?
You might look a little
yeah.
offset,
you just stick
perhaps.
Something in there.
Something.
I guess you could put some change
something
in
like
there
that.
Something. Sorry, I just like railroaded your.
That's okay. Boob. We're going back to it.
Okay.
Here's a sad Christmas tree story.
I can't close my pockets now. A sad Christmas tree
in
story?
Alabama. Talk about a cringe. A Grinch.
A cringe.
Police say someone trying to steal copper wire burned down
oh,
the city's
dear.
Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
A 35-foot-tall Christmas tree. This wasn't an $11 million one. But the thieves were trying to burn, I guess, to get the copper from the wires and some of the decorations.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
And the fire ended up spreading through the tree. The tree just basically burned down. And the city says they're not going to be replacing the radio station. The city says they're not going to be replacing the Christmas tree. But a radio station, I guess, replaced it with a little one within hours.
Like a Charlie Brown size.
Yeah, it probably
Christmas
looked
tree.
Like it after a 35-foot tree just burns down. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Who would do that Christmas?
So where is this happening?
That's what's happening in Alabama.
Alabama, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where people try to steal copper wiring. You know, there was another story about a copper wiring theft that I didn't get to, like, months ago on the show.
Oh, really?
There was a couple. They had their child, like, in the car. It was, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they were trying to steal copper wiring, and the guy, like, electrocuted himself and donked off.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Because it was live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's what happened then.
Unbelievable.
I think it was in like October. Yeah, at like 2 in the morning or something. Or it was.
Jeez.
And of course, it was in California.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
California's coming up almost as much as Florida.
Yes, of course.
There's a little bit
Florida
of a fight going on
week.
There. Oh, really?
Oh, giant.
Wait, do I have any Florida news here?
I don't know. This is a
Wait,
big
do
story.
Do I have any? Oh, I got one.
I got one in the Hot Topics. Big, giant story.
All right. I think we probably got a different one.
Okay.
Let me go back to this.
This is a big,
I got a few
big
more here.
Of a story.
Okay. We'll get to that after this.
All right. Go ahead.
This one comes to us from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
We've got a Wisconsin postal carrier.
Is it about cheese?
Actually, no.
Oh.
No, it's about a mailman.
Oh.
Delivering the mail in the nude.
Wow.
With just probably the little sack
of
letters.
Oh, okay. Wisconsin, isn't it? It's cold there, right? Right now?
Yeah, it's probably pretty cold. I guess he was delivering the mail because there's a woman who was then upset, and he wanted to cheer her up by delivering the mail in the nude.
How is that something that's going to cheer her up?
Well, she turns him into the police,
oh.
And he gets arrested a few days later.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a funny thing.
he later realized that it was probably a stupid thing to do.
Probably a stupid thing?
Yeah.
How about it's a lock? It was a stupid thing.
Well, and that's what's happening in Wisconsin.
You know what that sounds like? Sounds like the type of thing that would happen like in Germany. It seems like a very German story.
It does seem like it'd be German.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because isn't that the same country where that donk brick and mortared himself?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Wow, we got to keep like the best of like our weird news.
I think so.
That's right. That was a good one. Yeah.
I can't believe this has four pockets on each side.
Wow, Kay's really excited.
Oh.
All right, we'll keep the weird news going.
Okay.
Oh, speaking about walls, we got a. This comes to us from California.
Oh, shocker.
A burglar breaks through store wall to break in. I guess he broke through a few different walls. This is at a little food store / liquor store called Lil Stop and Liquor Store.
It's called Lil Stop and Liquor Store?
L-I-L. Lil Stop and Liquor. I guess he broke through two store walls to get into the back room. And then he's on the security camera footage.
What was he breaking them with? Like a
I don't know. You
camera?
Can see a hole through a wall. It's like just enough for a person to fit through. He made his way to the cash register, but couldn't figure out how to open it.
Oh.
So he stole a couple of bottles and a few lottery tickets, which he won't be able to redeem if they're winners.
Because, and a loaf of bread?
And probably a loaf of bread, right?
Maybe some milk.
And that's what's happening in California.
What an idiot. Who breaks walls to break into places?
I don't know. That's absolutely insane.
I mean, that's like, he's probably got a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Doing construction on the place.
I wanted to play the Kool-Aid ad, but I didn't have that ready.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Right, that's been great.
Oh, speaking of Kool-Aid, I bought some Jell-O the other day. Still haven't made it. But I was...
Jell-O?
I was getting a hankering for like old school dessert. But it's,
yeah, I like the pudding.
I like the Jell-O pudding, too. But it requires some effort to make Jell-O, so I haven't done anything yet. I mean, not much effort.
Yeah.
Just boil some water, put the Jell-O mix in there.
And yeah, it takes some time.
But the waiting is what's really going to get to me. Wait.
Yeah, you got to wait for it. You know, I think that's probably it for the weird news.
Oh, okay.
We're running probably a little behind on that.
Okay.
So I think that's good enough. I got all the top stories. So.
All right, do you want to take
that's
another
what's
break?
That's what's happening
and
with the
we'll,
weird news.
And then we'll do the hot topic. That's very nice.
We could break if you'd like.
Yeah, let's take a little break, and then we'll do some of the Hot Topics Entertainment News of the week.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Ever find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no more, because you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray, either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brocket General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can. This is Ernie Crying Head for Lysol.
This is
Derek and K Show.
Call the Derek and K Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Derek and K Show.
Yeah, we are back.
That was so random. What was that?
Oh, it was a commercial for Lysol.
It's really random.
They come in the both flavors, the blue and the yellow can.
If
you go down to the 7-Eleven, you can get yourself ripped and get some Lysol. New sponsor. I don't know.
That's so weird.
They come to us. I don't...
It's really strange.
Makes me want to buy some Lysol, though. That could be a good holiday gift, too. All these ads. These
just
are perfect.
Cans of Lysol.
Lysol. You got Super Happy Fun Ball.
You got a bus.
Some last-minute gifts. We're helping you out.
I guess so. Maybe
on the Derek and K Show.
In the loud bag.
Oh, that would be good.
It's hard to sneak under the tree, though.
Yeah, you couldn't sneak that under the tree. Everyone would wake up. What's that? What?
People would know what was in the box. You got to put like lots of like a pack of peanuts around the sun chip bag in a box so that no one knows what it is.
Yeah, you have
otherwise,
to. Yeah, you have to.
It's pretty obvious.
You have to encase that. It's a little bit insane.
Very loud bag. Extremely loud bag.
Extremely loud.
If still have it in my house, by the way.
Oh, you still do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
Chips are probably stale. I'd probably throw the bag away, but
that would be loud.
It would be loud.
You better do it when people are awake.
I can't do it in the middle of the night.
Hey, if anyone has any good gift ideas, give us a call.
Yes, at 661-467-2416.
Awesome.
Fondness constraints may apply if you're Debbie. Let's get to the entertainment news of the week and the hot topics. All right. Neil Patrick Harris regrets bashing an actor on Twitter. And what's great about this is it's the actor from the soap opera that I watch all the time, Young and the Restless.
Uh-huh.
Because he was going to make a guest appearance on the show, but he backed out. And
whoa.
Neil Patrick Harris posted on Twitter, Eric Braeden is a D-bag.
Wow.
And then he apologized. But Eric Braeden, who is 69, fired back. He told Entertainment Weekly, his choice of words bothered me. But this is great. This is what makes him sound like an old codger. It seems to me like a young whippersnapper, having seen himself on a few covers, who's received a few awards, is now suddenly suffering from the first sign of hubris.
Whoa.
I've been in the business for 50 years. I've seen people come and go, and I'm still here.
And what did you call him?
A douchebag. Or D-bag.
Yeah,
exactly. 3 hours after his initial tweet, he backed off and said, now I feel bad for the D-bag comment. I don't know the guy personally. I'm just fiercely protective of our show. 40-year-old virgin actor is sentenced to life in prison.
Oh.
Let's see. What's his name? Shelley Malil, who appeared alongside Steve Carell in the 40-year-old virgin, finally begin to pay for the scars ex-girlfriend Kendra Beebe lives with each day. I guess he, like, stabbed her in the middle of the night, like, a bunch of times.
That's horrible.
In like, September or something.
I didn't hear that one.
This was on my list of stories to read back in September, but I don't think I ever got around to it.
So it comes together here.
Yeah, anyway, I guess he's going to be in prison for a long time. Crazy.
Mm.
You need something for under the Christmas tree? Something shiny? How about a gold bar?
Oh, yes. I was going to mention this.
And you can get it at a freaking automatic teller machine,
like a
vending machine. The new vending machine in Boca Raton, Florida, dispenses 24-karat gold bars and coins. This is the first of its kind in the United States. So you just put, like, I don't know,
and coins.
Your credit card in there, and it gives you, like, a big gold bar.
Yep.
No, well, like, a little one. I think the biggest one is, like, 2 ounces.
And you can get gold coins and things
like
that.
You can get gold coins. What do you do with this stuff?
I don't understand that at all.
I don't get it.
But that's what I'm going to do. Everyone's going to get a gold bar. That's it.
For like...
Easy, just wrap it up. Done.
For like $3,000?
Just put a bow on it. That's it. Put them all in a bag. Merry Christmas to you.
People try to eat it.
Happy holidays.
Think it's chocolate gelt. They did a survey on what the most successful pickup line in the world was.
Ooh.
And what do you think? What do you have any suspicions about what it was in the world? I just want to let you know. It means like Abu Dhabi,
uh-huh.
China, Antarctica, Jamaica, Japan,
oh,
the whole
I know.
World.
Nice beaver.
No, it wasn't nice beaver. It was, you have beautiful lips.
Lips?
Have you said that to anybody? Has that ever worked on anyone?
I can't remember the last time I ever said that. I would think that eyes would be the top one on that one.
You would think so, but
yeah.
You have beautiful lips.
Or arse.
I think that's a little too forward.
Okay.
Larry King's show ended his show on Thursday night after 25 years on the air.
Oh, wow.
It was led by friend and protege, Ryan, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, that's right.
A star-studded collection of guests, including Regis Philbin, Donald Trump, Phil McGraw, Brian Williams, Katie Couric, Bill Maher, and others. And here's what he had to say at the end of the show.
Oh, boy.
It's not very often in my life I've been without words, but I want to thank everybody associated with this program, all the people behind the scenes, as I mentioned, Wendy and the staff, the four people, everybody who makes it possible, even the suits at the top. I love them, too. When I started 25 years ago at a little studio in Washington, D.C., I never thought it would ever last this long or come to this. So I'm going to go on, do a lot of other things. We're going to do specials here on CNN. I'm going to be seen in other places, do some radio work, be around baseball. So you're not going to see me go away, but you're not going to see me here on this set anymore. For 2 weeks, they're going to be playing highlight shows. I don't know what to say except to you, my audience. Thank you. And instead of goodbye, how about so long?
So that's
wow.
Larry King, so he's off the air
yeah.
finally.
Sorry.
I mean, I really wish that he was still in the air because he's just so entertaining with the...
Yeah.
He's looking kind of creepy now, though, doing
yep.
that. Looking very much like a... more like an animal, less like a Larry King.
Yeah.
More like a parrot.
He's got the huge eyes, the huge glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's given us a lot of material throughout
alien.
The years.
Yeah,
alien, big head.
Alien, yeah.
Or like an insect.
Insect,
yeah.
The first family got to hear Mariah Carey sing for them at Christmas. She's pregnant right now. Did you know that? She's pregnant with twins. It was just announced. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, her husband.
Did not know that.
She's huge.
With twins.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's
it's
showing.
It's huge because her head's the normal size, but the body... is huge. Here's a little bit of the audio.
Okay.
From the first Christmas. But, I mean, she was dressed in like a giant red dress with like a big bow on it, so she looked like a giant present.
Like an egg.
Like an egg, exactly. She's going to have twins coming out of that body. But she sounded good. She still sounded good.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, there are some new Christmas songs sung by celebrities. Mariah Carey's got a new Christmas song called Oh Santa. What do you think?
Oh Santa.
Oh Santa. It's kind of cute, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
Like it's bells in the background.
Yeah. Kind of cute.
You know, people must make so much money
off of Christmas songs.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah.
That must be the thing. If you get one that sticks.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They just keep breaking that in every year.
Let me tell you something though that I didn't find so fun.
Uh huh.
You know how I hate Train, right? Do you know
oh
how,
yeah.
You know how I hate Hey Soul Sister and how
yeah
on
you
every
mentioned that
freaking commercial
yep.
on the planet. Well, I'm not the only person. There's a website that says stop advertising from a train.com or something.
Because
they
they're on multiple commercials.
Yeah, it's on like multiple ads.
Yeah.
And they have an awful Christmas song. And I don't want to play it, but here it is.
Ho, ho, ho. Shake up the happiness. Oh, no.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Guess when you'll be hearing this? It's Christmas time. During Coke ads. Frickin' Coca-Cola's
oh
got it now. I can't get away from frickin' Train all the time. take them.
Yeah.
It's a case of overexposure. Yeah,
yeah,
they had to pick that up.
Totally overexposed.
Oh, my God. It's making me so bitter. Doesn't it sound like a Coke ad, though? Doesn't it sound something like you could see it like in a Coke commercial? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the hook.
Oh.
Do they know that it's awful? Do they know? Well, they're making tons of money, so I guess they don't care. Oh, my God.
It's like they're trying to fit in, like, all the, like catch things. Like,
I hate it.
Like, yo, and, like, did they say wake it up? It's Christmas.
Wake up. Shake up the happiness.
Shake up the happiness.
Yeah, shake up the happiness.
No. Isn't that something?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That's not.
Oh. I better go on. Lady Gaga bites the head off of Santa during a London concert.
Like real Santa?
Not real Santa, but like a toy Santa. Somebody in the crowd gave it to her. It's like really small.
Oh, okay.
Here's the audio.
Great.
And she's biting the head off of the Santa right
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
She's smashing it with her high-heeled shoe.
Huh.
Strange.
But
I do love Bat Romance.
Anyway, now that I've killed Santa.
Anyway, well, that's Lady Gaga.
Maybe she's Jewish. I don't know.
You know, you never know. You never know. An unlikely hit this season for Christmas gifts. It's a stuffed germ toy.
What? Oh, yeah, those. I've seen those.
Have
you? Hasn't this been around for a while?
I've never seen them.
They're
giant microbes. That's what they're called.
They're like stuffed and like furry, and they're different shapes of. I think those are kind of popular, although I haven't seen them in a while.
It says they've moved beyond the common microbes that have originally introduced, in adding exotic ones such as malaria, sleeping sickness, and even critters such as dust mites and bed bugs. Bed bugs!
That's great.
Here.
What a great gift
Merry
for Christmas.
Christmas. Have an effing stuffed bed bug. I mean, really. I mean, I would get one, but not the bed bug one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a show.
Jeez.
Anyway, the big story of the week, I don't have much time to read this story,
uh-huh.
Is the school board shooter. Did you hear about this in Panama City, Florida?
I heard some audio of this, yeah.
Oh, did you hear some audio?
It's kind of frightening.
Oh, did you see the video?
But it's amazing. It's amazing what people did.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So some guy, if you haven't heard that, if you've been under a rock for like the last 4 days, some guy on Tuesday walked into a school board meeting and held up basically the board members.
Because his wife.
Yeah, because his wife got fired or something like that by the school board. Excused all the way. The women and children from the room,
right?
And tried to negotiate with the head board member,
mm-hmm.
and he pointed the gun right at him, shot off like 10 rounds, didn't hit a single person, and he took his own life.
Yeah.
At the end of the thing, terrible.
It is pretty bad. Some of those people are pretty heroic, though. If you...
Oh yeah. Well, here's a little bit of the audio from the.
Tell me what you want. I'm gonna die.
Says he's gonna die.
Tell me what your wife did. If you're gonna kill yourself or kill us or whatever, at least let us know what's going on. Because I'll be very honest with you. I swear I don't know who your wife is or what she did. I don't.
It's creepy because he's walking around. He's looking around.
It's really
like
creepy.
Anybody else does.
Mr. Huntsville signed the papers, I'm sure, but he doesn't know her.
But these people sound so reasonable and calm.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Was she a paraprofessional? Did she work in the classroom? Did she work in the cafeteria? Was she a bus driver? I don't know.
Hey, I will go with you. I will stand up with you, get your wife a job.
It's the worst negotiation ever.
These other four guys...
Wait, listen. I'm the one that signed the paper, right? Okay. I don't remember, and I don't know who she is. But let
How about
go.
That guy?
I'm the one that did it.
I mean,
that's
pretty heroic.
It's really heroic. I mean, I would have been like, it's him! And ran out of the room.
I mean, but you're obviously upset at me. So why are they here?
They're part of it.
Part of what?
They're part of it. The scandal.
Sir, I don't know what you ran to stop taxes, okay? You said, we don't need no taxes.
No, there's
plenty of money. Then as soon as you gutted the school system, then you turned around and said, oh, now we need this half-cent sales tax again.
I said we needed a half-cent sales tax from the very beginning. I campaigned on that. Oh, yes, I did. You can look on the material. I said from the beginning, the half-cent sales tax is the most equitable way because everybody pays it, not just property.
Up to the end a little bit because we're running out of time.
Yeah, didn't the woman try to come back and knock the gun out of his hand?
Yeah.
Pretty heroic, too.
Oh, definitely.
But why?
Oh, here we go.
This isn't worth it.
This is where he takes the gun and he starts to aim it toward him. He's like 5 feet away.
I'm going to kill you.
It's really chilling.
That's frightening. So wait, what? I didn't see the whole thing, but I heard about it. So and I read about. So he didn't shoot anyone.
No, he didn't hit a single person.
I thought
he was.
And he shot himself.
He was as far away from. I was like, he was as far away from as I could hit that refrigerator.
Right.
And he. His wife says he missed on purpose. This is his wife.
Totally looked at the video. When he starts actually shooting, he's a military man. He's been training guns.
Oh, boy.
He knows how to use them. Okay? He knows about them. Now, as close as he was, seriously, people, he was that close. If he really wanted to shoot somebody, they would have already been dead.
She's not the cutest person in the world.
Wow.
And Ginger Littleton actually went to attack him with her purse.
That's right.
And here's the audio.
Hey, sir. John, just let him talk. He's talking. John, go ahead.
She's trying to sneak up behind him with her purse.
And knock it up.
They struggle.
Telling her no.
Anyway, the purse ended up on eBay.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, for a charity auction, but the auction's been suspended or ended.
It's a little questionable.
Yeah, so I don't know whether it's going to go back on eBay or whether it's just going to like not go on eBay at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would you want... I mean, I don't know. It got up to like 1,800 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Before it was taken off eBay.
That's some real chilling stuff. And, you know, those people...
Those people
really heroic to... I mean, they were really trying to talk them through
it. Yeah, they were reasonably calm.
She was coming in trying to knock the gun. I mean, these people were...
I would have been freaking out.
Yeah, they really deserve something.
Totally would have been freaking out. I mean, these people were amazing.
Their efforts were amazing, yeah.
They were really amazing. Anyway, and on to more cheery news.
Yeah.
If you're shopping this Christmas, you still have time, I guess, to shop on Amazon.com. Which will hopefully send your present to the right address.
That would be great.
But I came across some funny Amazon reviews.
Oh, right.
And I just want to end the show with some fun Amazon reviews. There's one for a nickel from 2003. It's a legit item.
That they're selling on Amazon?
Yeah. Joshua Nathan said, a nickel for $4.55 seems a bit excessive, don't you think? Pretty sure I can get this for something like 9,100% less elsewhere. But I want to emphasize, this is a great product. I own several nickels myself, and I find that they constantly come in handy. But the one that made me really laugh a lot is an ad for 4,500 ladybugs.
Oh,
Clarkstone, it's like
we had a thing about ladybugs.
We did. It was the best of Craigslist because they bought ladybugs.
Because they bought them from Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, coming full circle.
Full circle. Clarkston Cracker says, I was impressed with the quick delivery of my order. The ladybugs arrived in a vacuum-sealed bag 2 days after I ordered them. They appeared healthy. I was in desperate need for 3,800 live ladybugs. But the only supplier on Amazon decided to sell them in boxes of 4,500. I did not want to wait for my necessary quantity to go up for sale, so I was forced to order what was available. As soon as I received them, I wanted to verify that I received what I paid for. I was upset after spending 13 hours counting them, and when I realized that I only received 4,981 ladybugs, seeing as I paid da-da-da-da per ladybug. I'm pretty upset about not receiving my complete order. Then again, I only need 3,800. I quickly released the extra 691 ladybugs out the front door. Seeing as it's 14 degrees out, they didn't make it very far. Now on to my plan. I was laying in a bed 6 weeks ago, and I was doing some math. Ladybugs reproduce at a rate of 180 per couple per month. This means that there's a huge profit potential in the ladybug business. Let me explain this with some math. 3,800 equals 1,900 couples. This is what I wanted to start out with. 1,900 couples times 180 babies output will net me 300,042 ladybugs for the first month. The next month, I would have 171,000 couples, which would yield 30,780,000 in 30 days. I'm sure you can see how many ladybugs I will have in a year. Basically, I'll have a trillion or something. I didn't get that far. I just knew that I was going to be rich. And I say was because I found out the downside of this so-called 4,500 ladybugs for whatever. They're all males, and they're gay. It took me 30 days to realize this because they never had any babies. I missed all the signs, including the loose stool and the bow-legged walks they were all exhibiting. I'll rate these a 4. Quick shipping, but I guess I received what I ordered. I just wish that they would have stated more details on the product.
Wow.
Wait,
that's great. How many ladybugs?
4,500.
Good amount.
It's a lot.
Might look that up later.
I got a couple more. Elephant camouflage kit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They sell everything on Amazon.
They really do. And Helen wrote, "This stuff is brilliant. I, too, have made my herd of elephants invisible to the human eye. I'm sure you know what's coming next. I have no flipping clue where my elephants are. Only by carefully inspecting the butter dish can I tell when they have been in the fridge. For all I know, they have left the country and are carrying out a series of bank robberies. Keep them peeled, folks. So 5 stars for effectiveness, but only 1 for utility. I can't for the life of me even remember why I wanted to paint my pachyderms in the first place. I am now in the market for a cohort of zebra, as I invented a giant barcode reader and want to try it out. Can I exchange some roller brushes used once and some fencing, which is almost certainly not elephant-proof, but to be honest, I have no real way of knowing."
Wow.
And then the last one.
That's awesome.
Brugget Tourbillon Messidor Men's Rose Gold Watch. Price, $118,199.99. I actually saw this watch at a neat little store in Luxembourg as I was refilling my ruby-encrusted helicopter with gasoline made of unicorn tears. I passed it by thinking nothing of it, but I landed on solid gold helipad on my 14-story chateau. It got me thinking, what am I missing in my life? I asked my pedigree manservant to fetch me the name of this trivial timepiece, and with a knowing chuckle, I discovered that this tourbillon watch came from the same countryside workshop as my armoire made of Fabergé eggs. Hearing this, of course, it had to be mine. Having purchased this watch, I can tell you that it's worth every penny. The ability to tell time when I look at my wrist is well worth the money. Of course, I had to buy 3 for my long-wristed manservant. Sometimes it is a bit too much to look at one's own arm. Whenever you're scaling a custom-made, solid platinum full-scale replica of Mount Everest or driving to the depths of the Adriatic Sea in your sapphire-encrusted submarine, you can be sure that this watch will tell you the time. And that's the Amazon reviews for the year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's some good stuff.
I love the ladybug one.
I love that. Wow.
Anyway, we got to end the show because it's almost time to end.
That is true.
And we'll be getting some food.
It went by so fast.
It did go by really quickly.
We'll get some good foods.
Anyway, we'll be back not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
We'll be off.
90 seconds.
Oh.
Is that going to be next year?
Will that be next year? We're
I
not
don't.
Doing another show?
All right.
Yeah, we're not going to do another show next year.
I think we'll be back. We'll see you guys in 2011.
We'll see you next year. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
And Merry Christmas.
Very Happy New Year to everyone out there. And thanks for listening to our show.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, we had a great fall.
Good times.
Good
we'll catch you next time.
Next time.
Next year.
Hopefully live. All right. See you guys. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
60 seconds.
is the Derek and K Show.